Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Hi, hello, howdy. It's the Vancouver Mixtape.
Hey, Jency Wenzelhoff, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Jemwa Sesford? That was pretty normal last name.
I am also good. Are you excited for a rare midsummer classic of the mixtape?
Yeah, we actually showed up. This is weird.
Yeah. We're going to play some songs live.
Yeah, we brought our instruments, and we are going to perform live.
And we change our voices sometimes, and we're a bunch of different genres. It is a wild time.
We're going to get paid all the SoCan royalties for all these local artists' hard work. No, just kidding. We're going to play some of our favorite local music that's been released in the last little bit. We obviously have quite a time frame to pull from. Last time we were here, was it Wyman time? Who is, by the way, playing a show this upcoming weekend. We talked about it on that last episode, and now it's our next episode, only a month in between.
Hey,
that's Saturday, October, no, hope not, August.
Oh,
the other starting month, October 5th, at a place that I think it's above the Penthouse Strip Club.
Interesting. Look, folks, you're gonna have to do some internet sleuthing to find the show.
Speaking of internet sleuthing, I have a story to share about one of the artists that I may play today.
I hope you share the story, but we don't play any other music.
Well, it might come to that. I'm not going to give it all away right now, though. I'm gonna save it for later. It's what they call a teaser in the industry.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, I got some real quality sleuthing going on. That has been my life lately, just sleuthing the internet. But we got a bunch of stuff. A lot of it is by artists we know and love. Some of it is by new artists to the mixtape. And I don't even know where to begin, really. So, sure, let's do the new Hailey Bley.
Let's go, Hailey Bley!
So, I have a little bit to say about this, I guess. Hailey Bley has been around the old Vancouver music scene for a little bit. Apparently broke out, found community with ukulele covers. That was, like, the big thing. But I just remember the album that she put out, which was called Heavy Salt, I believe. Below the Salt. It was really good. We played a bunch of songs from it. A lot of people agreed that it was good. And now she's on Arts and Crafts. So, way to go, Haley.
Wild how that happens.
And
we call that the mixtape bump.
The mixtape bump. It was all us. But also, this record produced and featuring some guitar work by the one and only David Vertesi of Hey Ocean, who up in conversation at the Boy Genius concert that we went to this past week.
Yeah. We were talking about how we will never see them again. Just joking. What a wonderful band. That was one of the first bands that kind of steered us into the local music scene.
Yeah, early days. I mean, I knew Hey Ocean before I even moved to Vancouver.
Holy
smokes. They played the Drake Hotel in Canmore, Alberta. The good old days. Anyway, we're going to play a song that might be Haley talking about herself, but also maybe just is kind of like a song of admiration. It makes me think of Boy Genius, so bringing it full circle there. I can't say the whole name because there are two swears in it, but
can you do the sterilized version?
Do you mean like coolest F word, B word in town?
No.
Or you mean like coolest fudging birch in town?
Yeah, that's the one, daddy-o.
All right. This is coolest fudging birch in town by Hailey Bley on the mixtape.
Thank you. said that you don't have a curfew. 23 and trying to keep your life from going sour. And your mother's getting married in the fall. And you know that she's happy that things will be okay.
Go ahead, get what you need.
By Lila Gray here on the Vancouver Mixtape from the new record of the same title. We love a good title track here at the Mixtape. Before that was Jeanette King, a track called House Ad, also off of a well, it's a single called How Sad. And before that, Haley Blay from her upcoming record, Wisecrack, which is coming out on Arts and Crafts, which is very cool.
There's new music. Everybody is releasing great tunes.
Yeah. That one, in case you missed the repeated refrain at the end of it, was coolest flopping batch in town.
Coolest flipping brunch in town.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. I could go for some poppin' brunch all the time.
Right now. Brunch but, brunch at 8:19 p.m.
But I guess brunch is extremely time...
dependent.
Time dependent, like, rather than food dependent. Because, like, lunch and dinner and breakfast, too, are all typically food dependent. Because you have breakfast or dinner.
Yeah. You could have brunch for dinner, I guess. You'd just be having, like, breakfast and lunch things for dinner, at which point, like, what is it? I guess it kind of loses meaning in that context.
Yeah.
The food is built into it. Just or the time is built into it.
Eat a nice piece of cantaloupe at the end.
Exactly. I was going to mention that there was some controversy off-air about the geolocality of the last two artists.
You talk about wild tension.
And also how sad that only one of these artists allegedly currently lives in Vancouver, but we don't know that for sure. Jeanette King's Bandcamp says that she's from Montreal, but she's playing shows and in...
And jams,
otherwise is present in Vancouver. And Lila Gray's Bandcamp says she's in Vancouver, and Jamie informs me that may, in fact, be Montreal-based, so...
But I think, like, as we explored in our interview,
mm-hmm.
Go to school there.
Yeah, home back and forth. Both places.
She does have a ton of BC dates coming up. By a ton, I mean three.
Well.
Nelson, BC in October. Keep an eye out for the Wild Tension Tour. Vancouver, the Redgate Art Society on the 26th. And, of course, in Victoria at The Mint. And support with that is going to be from Diana Rose, Maya Jade, and Blue Rivera. I'm jealous about the Blue Rivera support in Victoria because that was one of the artists that was suggested to us during that interview, and really excellent stuff. So,
yeah. I feel like maybe there's a Daniel Ruiz connection with Blue Rivera, maybe, or some other band that we had on. Anyway.
I'm going to Internet Sleuth.
Time to Internet Sleuth. No, I'm going to keep you waiting for my Internet Sleuth story. I want to pivot, and my inclination here is to play an 11-minute track, but I don't think that's fair to all the other artists.
When in doubt, Jesse plays.
I already played that 11-minute track earlier this week on my other radio show. So, I really do want to play a track from the new record "Potlatch in the Box" by Edzu, which is really amazing. The whole thing really demands to be listened to start to finish. It's a concept album and a real experience that discusses the impacts of colonization and the resistance of indigenous people, talking about the potlatch and the colonial practice of banning the potlatch and what that did to the indigenous peoples of the Northwest Coast. It's all sorts of things. Some of it is like long form, almost ambient mixed with spoken word. Some of it is closer to pop. It involves dance beats, audio clips, singing. And it's really hard to pick one track off of it, which is often the case with great albums, but particularly with concept albums that fit together as a whole. So I'm going to play, take the lead from Edzu and play the one that was released as a single. This is called Warrior Song from Potlatch in the Box.
Everything is out there if you really want to know the truth. All you have to do is...
But why does the Indian act up? want to know the truth.
We can win. We can win. We can fight it. We can win.
We're all hoping that our leaders would do that. But they won't.
But why does the Indian Act not have power over us, though? What do you mean by that when you said that?
Because it was never given the authority to have power over us. They just made them believe that it has the power.